Hello, everyone, and welcome to another Wellness Wednesday. I'm your host, Meredith Patterson. Today, we're going to talk about a very, very potent subject, especially in the entertainment industry, the psychology of Mean Girls. Now, there's a movie, Mean Girls, there's a musical, Mean Girls, but Mean Girls is a real thing in life, especially in the entertainment industry. And I say that because my husband and I have had this conversation many times. The aggression and the immature, insecure, jealous, egotistical, and narcissistic behavior of women towards other women, girls towards other girls, is palpable. I've experienced it. It's been something I'm observing even in some of my students. It's really, really a big topic. So I'm going to try to cover a little bit of it in this short bonus episode, but this is something that I would love for you to take as a launching point to find out more about the psychology of mean girls and being a mean girl. So let's get into it. Mean girl behavior is known as relational aggression, and it is a survival tactic for people who are insecure, immature, jealous, egotistical, and yes, narcissistic. It is a learned behavior and an insidious type of bullying used that often goes unnoticed. Like, really, it does. It'll go unnoticed by parents, educators, and even society in general. You think of it as a clique in high school, or it just isn't as palpable as the kind of bullying that boys or men get, because theirs is more physical. This is psychological. And it's one of the problems is why it's unnoticed is that the people you least expect it from will fall into this category. Tweens, teens, and young adults that participate in relational aggression are often able to manipulate others, and it will go undetected by society. So it's like, if you've listened to this podcast, it's like a covert narcissist. Some of these mean girls are so cunning that no one would ever suspect them of hurting other people, and sometimes you can be very shocked by it. You know, we all know that person or that woman or that girl that smiles, is overly nice to you, listens to all your problems, and then stabs you in the back by using those problems or that information against you. So where do they learn this, and why do they engage in such negative behavior? Girls gossip and speak negatively about others because this is what they see adult women doing. This is the learned behavior. So it's not something that you're born with. Nobody's born a mean girl. They're learning it from the adult women that they see. Young girls learn it from social media, television, movies, an older sister, their mother, or even a group of teachers or adults. They hear it and they model the behavior. And they think that it is okay, especially if they're surrounded by it a lot. Research shows that one of the top reasons girls engage in relational aggression or being a mean girl is to establish or maintain their social status. Girls will use relational aggression to socially isolate someone while increasing their own social status. They also do this to protect their reputation or get a jump on someone else. They collect data they need and use it when it most fits their needs. If you've seen Mean Girls, you know the movie The Burn Book. So that's something that is them collecting the data, if that makes sense. And as I mentioned previously, this behavior includes everything from jealousy, envy, attention-seeking, justification of being caught, doing something they shouldn't, fear. I mean, the list goes on and on. And social media has just made it worse, I feel like. These girls, they thrive on gossip and stories that they viciously tell. In fact, girls will knowingly create this excitement just because they love the perceived attention. They like the superficial power of bringing down their competition or the other girl with a juicy story that might ruin another person's reputation. Ooh, it's a big topic. Relational aggression stems from low self-esteem and lack of accountability. So all of the girls who are mean girls, deep down, have very low self-esteem, self-worth, and lack of accountability. Now, I personally don't say that so that you feel sorry for them. I say that so that you go, oh, I see, it's coming from them. And it's really not about you if you are the other side of the mean girl or that relational aggression. So overall, females tend to be more aggressive than males with this behavior, especially during middle school through early adulthood, and sometimes they just never get out of this behavior. They continue on through their life being a relational aggressor or a mean girl. So this is often referred to as emotional bullying, and the mean girl phenomenon and the involvement in social manipulation is very deep, and it includes the following areas. This is what a mean girl will do: exclude people from a group intentionally, spread rumors about them, engage in gossip, lies, and half-truths, derogatory comments, break confidence or share secrets. They recruit others to also dislike a victim, talking badly about them, backstabbing, making fun of each other, leaving destructive or mean messages on cell phones, social media posts, or even doing something as subtle as like a group text and kind of belittling the person to everybody, even if it's subtle. In fact, I think the worst is the subtleness of some of it. Online shaming, intimidation, you know, they'll establish rules also for anyone who wants to be a part of the social group. That is the mean girls saying that, you know, you have to do this, you have to do that. And the people who are followers in the world and who won't question, and they want to be a part of that clique, they will do whatever the head mean girl says. And that's the peer pressure of that. So it's also not uncommon for adults to miscalculate or underestimate the impact of inappropriate bullying behaviors and the subtlety. And some of the symptoms and feelings that your child may be the victim of relational aggression or a mean girl often include a feeling of rejection, lack of confidence, feeling inadequate, unattractive, rejected, or snubbed by others, not understanding why or what they did. They may show signs of depression or are withdrawn. Something on a more serious level is thoughts of suicide. And it can really eat away in a compound effect and lead them towards just mentally feeling like they're kind of always chasing and having to have the approval of these mean girls. So how do we stop this behavior and how do we stop this phenomenon? First and foremost, if your child or somebody is coming to you, listen to them. Watch and talk to them about it and about their day, and encourage them to tap into their instincts and tell them to walk away and ignore the bully or the bad behavior. Don't engage in it. But also, if they are being spoken to that way, stand up for themselves. Tell these people to stop. Report it to anyone, to their boss, if they're in a work situation, if at school, to their teacher, and to somebody that they can trust. And know the difference between tattling and telling. When you're telling somebody, I really don't like that snitchy thing that people say. You're standing up for yourself and you're reporting bad behavior. And bullying is repetitive, intentional, and an imbalance of power towards somebody. So if you're a parent and you're listening to this, or you're an educator, you should immediately, you know, intervene and address the behavior with the bully and the bully's parents. But sometimes understand it's a learned behavior. So you may have a mother or somebody who is also that way. But this is where it's such a multi-layered topic. And like I said, let this be the launching point for all of this information. You know, meanness is a mask for insecurity. It's not uncommon for a mean girl to be motivated by jealousy or attention from the opposite sex. And victims who are more attractive than the mean girl are perceived as a threat. Victims who are less attractive are seen as an easy target. So it also may be related to narcissism, a personality trait that has been shown to lead to aggressive behavior in the face of any threat to their ego. You know, mean girls may seem confident on the surface, but they tend to have deeper insecurities. And this disconnect is reflected in research showing that mean girls or narcissists tend to report high explicit self-esteem, but exhibit low implicit self-esteem. And popularity. So if your child is popular, that doesn't necessarily lead to being mean. Although it may be difficult to dismantle the school's elaborate social hierarchies and cliques and things like that. But a powerful girl's disapproval of her peers and mean behavior may be especially likely to change that social hierarchy. So anti-bullying experts believe it is important to work directly with the queen bees, if you will, the heads of the mean girls, as well as their victims, to help with that intervention. You know, also, school environment can breed to meanness sometimes. It's often hard for teachers and staff to know what's going on, especially when, you know, there's a recent surge of cyberbullying, and it's like, how do you know how to properly intervene? And even though social media has been around for a little bit, it's still really new. So some teachers try to help, but they're not taken seriously, while others are indifferent or out of touch, and even parents. So it's really hard because you want to take this cyberbullying or this mean girl mentality seriously, but it's not talked about in a real way, and it's a bigger topic. But there are, you know, as I've said in my own experience, it doesn't just happen in school. It happens beyond. It happens out in the world, in the workplace, in the entertainment industry, big time, because you are in competition with each other for a role. But there is, you know, not everybody's a bully, but the ones that you do feel and you do get that energy from, or those small little comments, don't ignore that. Don't think that that's okay. And also just know that that's about them. Walk away, unplug from their energy, zip up your energy is what my therapist used to say. Don't engage in it. You know when someone is knocking you down. You really do. Unfortunately, the tweens and teens of the world don't have that, unless they have a phenomenal parent who's teaching them to tap into their instincts. They don't really have it. They're trying so hard to be popular. And, you know, it's a hard topic. Girls have powerful psychological need to belong and be accepted by social groups. And that vulnerable age when we're developing, it's so hard because you want to belong, and then you have to teach them not to lose themselves in that belonging, to be true to themselves. And if they feel like they're in a situation where they're in a group where people are discriminating or dehumanizing somebody, you know, to step back and say it's not that important to be a part of this group. You know, it's not that important to be a part of this popular group, and it's hard because they're in a place where that's all they want. That's all they want is to be, you know, and so many adults too, they just want to have attention and be approved of and loved and accepted. And it is, you know, it's building that self-esteem within themselves that they don't need anything external. And that's one of the things that I know in the end, in the Mean Girls movie, the mean girls lose. And that's kind of the whole moral of the story, if you will. The mean girls will lose. They will not thrive. And if you see one thrive and you know they're mean, that's kind of another podcast altogether. But letting go of that and knowing that in the end, you're doing the right thing by being kind and loving and accepting and standing up for yourself in the world, and just hold on to that. That's what I have done, and it's taken a long time to unwind some of this mean girl mental bullying that happened to me. And if you're going through it right now, just know that working on yourself is really the first step. And knowing that you don't need them. You don't need the mean girls. And they will know when you walk into a room with that confidence and you don't need them, they'll feel it and they'll move on to the easy target. They'll move on to the other person. And that's really hard. That's actually one of the things I find that a bully hates the most, is somebody walking in and shining their light really bright, and it doesn't matter what they say. They cannot penetrate that light. So that's the thing to take away from this very short Wellness Wednesday, is the psychology of mean girls is that they're trying to get into your mind and mess with you. They thrive on it, and it makes them feel better. It's like their fuel. And when they can't get in and you just shine brighter, they melt, if that makes sense. Their power goes away. They have no power over you. And it's really true. In my 40s, that's become what I have really held on to, that armor for myself, is I'm going to shine bright and no one's going to dim my light. And I'm going to surround myself with positive, amazing women and positive, amazing people to lift me up, and I lift them up. And the mean girls of the world can just sit and watch. So thank you, everybody, for listening to this Wellness Wednesday. Please tune in every Friday for our interviews and episodes here on Confessions of an Actress podcast. Remember, bliss is your birthright. You are meant to be blissful in this world. And have a great rest of your week, everybody.